Now we turn our attention to the security situation in Iraq as forces there have led operations against al-Qaeda linked insurgents in the rest is west of the country. Reports say that some 50 militants of the terrorist group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIL have been killed in Anbar province. Anbar has been the scene of fighting between the Iraqi government forces and the ISIL over the past weeks. Now clashes have claimed many lives on both sides. A large number of Iraqi civilians have also been killed in bomb blasts and other terrorist attacks in recent months. Iraqi government has blamed the attacks on al-Qaeda linked groups and its regional supporters, including Saudi Arabia. Let's turn to London and get Middle East expert Mr. Zayd Al-Issa involved in this discussion. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Al-Issa. Tell me about the situation in Iraq. We hear about the ISIL and what they're doing in Syria, and of course we hear now what they're doing in Iraq. Let's talk about the situation that it seems though the Iraqi military is actually definitely flexing their muscles against ISIL. What do you think it will take for Baghdad to actually get the upper hand in Anbar province, in the cities of Fallujah and other cities that have been basically taking control or basically very much occupied by these terrorist groups?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the year, we saw al-Qaeda actually move in and seize control of both Ramadi and Fallujah, both cities, after the protest camp, which was heavily used by al-Qaeda and exploited by al-Qaeda as a major recruitment area for more volunteers to join it because of the violently antagonistic sectarian rhetoric being voiced by the speakers in those protest camps. We've seen them occupy both cities. Now, the Iraqi army has tried to move in, but at the beginning was blocked by the tribal leaders who sided with al-Qaeda, but a last-minute agreement actually managed to drive a wedge between the tribal leaders. On one hand, in Ramadi, has sided with the Iraqi government, but the tribal leaders in Fallujah have sided with the terrorist organization al-Qaeda. And that's why we've seen Iraqi army making headway in Ramadi, while still it is still encircling Fallujah, where the terrorists and their allies of the tribal leaders have actually have been putting some fierce resistance because they are supported by the tribes over there. Now, this massive upsurge in the ability, power, and influence of al-Qaeda comes after all the arming, financing, logistical support, and even paying salaries to Jabhat al-Nusra in Syria, which is part and parcel of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And that's what has Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has asserted. All those resources have been shared between Jabhat al-Nusra and al-Qaeda in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And this comes after Saudi Arabia has widened its strategy, not only to focus on Syria, thinking that the fall of the Syrian regime would mean that Iraq would simply fall apart and its fledgling democracy would be dismantled. This hasn't actually materialized, so the Saudis widened their strategy in order to push al-Qaeda back into Iraq, to destabilize Iraq, thinking that this will break the backbone of support that is coming from Iraq to Syria. That strategy hasn't worked so far, but it led to the killing of thousands of Iraqis because al-Qaeda now is actually carrying out bombing right across Iraq, but mainly targeting the Shias in order to chip any confidence that the people have in the in al-Maliki's government. That is in order to destabilize, dismantle, and also discredit the entire political process in Iraq, and also Saudis aim to show their people and prove to them that they are still the defenders and guardians of Sunni Islam, because that patently this people most admit has actually fallen apart after the Saudi backed up tyrannical regimes and dictatorships in Egypt, Tunisia, and Yemen, in the face of popular uprisings by the Sunni people.
All right, thank you so much. So sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, but we are out of time. I appreciate you being with us from London. Middle East expert, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa.